Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. We have been excited for this moment all week. Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network, former coach and player Paul Allen. We have been excited to watch Los Angeles Rams offensive film. This is the highest scoring offense in the National Football League, led by a second-year quarterback who's improving stride by stride, a veteran at left tackle who's incredibly good, a stable of receivers that complement each other beautifully, and a running back in Todd Gurley who is on fire. Let's dive into it.
Todd Gurley is kind of where this offense begins or ends. And one of the things that we had found out and know is that they like to run the ball with three or four wide receivers in the game, that bring in the extra nickel defender. And I think it simplifies everything for the quarterback because it's easy for him to look and say, middle closed, they have all the gaps covered, or middle open, and make that run pass decision. The name that's familiar with all of us is this guy right here, John Sullivan.
Right.
And you wonder, how is he still effective? How is he blocking for a team that's doing this much and playing
Welcome
this
home,
well?
Welcome home, Sully. Welcome back to the House of Pain.
On this one, you have Jadeveon Clowney who comes up underneath. Mm-hmm. That's a gap exchange, a run stunt. So you're trying to catch him off guard. But what you see is that this underneath stunt ends up causing problems with everybody else behind. So as he comes underneath, you have two defenders.
Sully.
Right here. Outside, too much contain. There's just too much room back here. You got a nice block in the backside.
Okay.
Linebacker. And what ends up happening is they do a very nice job right here of this combo block up to the next level. These two guys take care of these two defenders. They bump him, wall him off, and this guy can get in here and scoop. So the backside three technique really needs to get down the line. So that's a Tom Johnson of the world. Those are the guys that have to really get down the line. So now he's reached. Tries to backdoor the tackle, which is a bad decision, and watch him. He's kicking up. I mean, he's kicking up sod. That's how much he can accelerate, and you just give him a little bit of room, and boom, he takes that thing almost out to midfield. So you'll see this in the running game with Gurley, is they'll like to stretch guys horizontally, give him the opportunity to cut back. Dallas Cowboys, same kind of situation. Right now, they have a body for every gap. So they're gap sound. I mean, they've got everything covered.
Yep.
They send a receiver in motion here, right? So as a coordinator, you're thinking they shouldn't be able to run the football here. But what they do, again, is on this backside, taking care of these guys. It's a number count. These two are taking care of these two.
Yep.
And they get it done. So you get the combo block. They cut the end off. And now you see he's cut off. He's going to block this linebacker who's already coming downfield. And that ends up being the gap that Gurley can run through. And Gurley does a really nice job pressing outside. If you watch him.
Nice job by Sully.
Exactly right. He's pushing outside, plants that foot, boom, and cuts back. So he gets the defenders to run, to get downhill, to turn their shoulders, gets them all horizontally. Wherever that cutback happens, he's able to get there. So, again, number count. These linemen up front, they like to get him in space. They do a lot of this, what they call man blocking.
That's Andre Whitworth, the veteran tackle.
Yeah, he's good in space, too. Watch him. You can see his acceleration. But they have the wide receiver just blocking off of the end so he can't get upfield. They have the number count.
Yeah.
Again, these are these combo blocks that they're so good at. Sully to here. He's up here to reach the linebacker. You look at this linebacker standing in the B gap.
Yeah.
There's no way that he should be able to reach him, but watch his read. He's seeing the reverse. He's looking at the wrong thing.
Right.
And he pauses, and that allows the guard to get up on him, tackle to get up on him. The big man in space, he's blocking one guy. He's working up to the next level looking for work. And then Gurley, when he gets in space, he can accelerate.
Just quickly, Sean McVay, 31-year-old head coach for the L.A. Rams, runs their offense. This is predicated a lot on trickery and motion and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, he does. And it's about what works and what doesn't. And he knows that once Gurley gets ahead of steam and he gets a couple big runs, that all eyes are going to be on him.
Yeah.
And these are the kinds of things that he'll do off of it. In this case, you see Gurley come across. You watch this linebacker right here and this linebacker right here and tell me where their eyes are. I mean,
they're on Gurley.
Everything that he should be watching, all these linemen, they're already working outside, and these linebackers are all working this way.
Yeah.
He's not watching. He's watching Gurley. He's not watching where the ball's going to go.
Oh.
And now you get a wide receiver in space.
Oh, that's Cooper Kupp, the rookie.
You get some blocking down the field, and boom, you get the touchdown.
That's great.
So they not only use Gurley well and have a system that fits his running style very well-coordinated offense, they're going to start doing these things. So, again, everybody, all eyes are on this guy back here, the running back Gurley. And you'll see he starts one way, and everybody's following him.
Whitworth.
Big man out in space. They love doing this. And he just kind of leaks his way slowly out there. See, This looks the same as all the other runs that they've run. Everybody is reaching. Everybody, all the offensive linemen are reaching this way. The linebackers are trying to get down on here. Right, look at the tailback, but then they want this ball to come out here. So they want this whole defense to flow,
yep.
Get a blocker on this guy, and then you have him one-on-one in space. Boom. And now all you got to do is kick that guy out, make a move, and get to the pylon.
Very nice.
So they want the whole defense to flow with Gurley. All eyes are on Gurley, and yep. they're working off this. Similar situation.
You got Gurley.
Three receivers over here. You're thinking if they're going to run outside, they're going to run to all their blockers. So they get, again, try to get all eyes on Gurley. And this is nice.
This is really nice
because they're faking the reverse.
Robert Woods, 4 TDs last 2 games.
Exactly. And they sell it real well. They have the tight end here pulling back inside, so the linebackers are going to see it. They're going to step up. And when you watch when he goes in motion and starts, there are 2 Houston defenders that are running that way. So all eyes are going that way. And then a little plant the foot, misdirection, catches the ball in space. And this is where their athletes take over.
Yep.
Able to sprint, cut back, and get in the end zone. So it's trickery, but you have to understand it all starts with Gurley. It all starts with that massive amount of respect that defenders are going to pay to the running back, and then everything else works off of that. So that lets you know that you can't let him get big plays, you know, gash you early, get some big runs in, because they're going to have play A, B, and C, and D off of it. So as soon as they see you stopping Gurley and see all eyes going to him, then they're going to have those other things to work off him. So as a defender, you just have to be disciplined, believe what you see your keys, and then go from there. And we have a lot more speed, I think, than these guys have seen in a while.